This is a KUNV Studios original program.
You're listening to Special Programming, brought to you by itswhereiam.com. The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning, Las Vegas. This is Dr. G, and you're listening to 91.5 FM KUNV, and this is It's Where I Am. It's a pleasure for me to be guest hosting on It's Where I Am on behalf of Zandra Pollard. Zandra's taking a much-needed respite, and I hope I've been doing a good job bringing forth and spotlighting different mental health programs throughout the state of Nevada and having the opportunity to hopefully decrease the stigma for accessing mental health services and feeling more confident and open to extending your hand and asking for support or help when needed. I'm really excited about today's show because I have a colleague and a friend who I will be introducing in a moment that has been working for her employer for a good number of years. And so we're very fortunate to have somebody that's so knowledgeable and so passionate about access to mental health services with us this morning. So I'd like, without further ado, to introduce my guest and friend, Stephanie Brown, who is a community liaison with Willow Springs Center in Reno, Nevada. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Dr. David.
How are you doing this morning? And welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
All right. Well, it's so nice, Stephanie, to hear your voice. And, I'm down south here in Las Vegas, and you're up north in Reno. And I have referred several adolescents myself as a provider from down south here within our system of care in Las Vegas to your facility up north in Reno. And so, you know, I'd really like to take this opportunity for our listeners on KUNV 91.5 FM to learn more about Willow Springs Center and in general, just to have a basic understanding, what are some of the mental health services that your facility provides?
Thank you for asking. We are a locked residential treatment center for adolescents age 12 to 17 in Reno. And that length of stay is approximately 3 to 6 months. They live with us. And then we also have opened new lines of service in the previous year, outpatient services for intensive outpatient programming and a PHP partial hospitalization program as well for the same age group, 12 to 17.
Okay. So I love hearing that because what that means, listeners, is that Willow Springs Center offers a range of clinical services to support adolescents, as Stephanie identified, between the ages of 12 to 17 years and their families. And so when the individual and the family are end or conclude their participation in services in the residential component, then they can transition down to a lower level of care, which Stephanie just shared with us. And so there's continuity of clinical services for the family, which I think is really, really important. So that excites me, Stephanie, to hear that Willow Springs Center has, you know, expanded and is offering all these services. So, you know, if you don't mind, Stephanie, I think it's important for parents to have basic information about the facility where they might refer or send their child to receive clinical services so that they feel reassured and can start building trust with a service provider if they're in need of this level of care. So Willow Springs Center, so what's the larger corporation that manages this provider?
Well, we are a standalone hospital in Reno, so that we are solely operating and helping these kids, like you said, for a step down. So it would be Willow Springs Center. And then I would also like to add that the outpatient services were created not only for our step down, which thank you for mentioning that, because that's a very important component to continuum of care, as you said, but also for the community to make referrals to outpatient, because there's, as you know, a huge need for resources in Nevada in general. So in the north, we do have a hard time getting access to services for teens, which is why we opened that program. So it's not just for our step down, but for all of the other families in need in Northern Nevada, as well as the providers that assist those families to be able to help them and guide them in that process to our services.
I love that, Stephanie. And just you're creating more access to much needed services up in the north. That is much needed. And though, I want to reinforce, though, and highlight to our listeners that this provider accepts adolescents from all over. So it's just not for adolescents that live up north.
Correct.
So if really, if any parent or guardian is identifying a need for residential treatment services for their adolescent, this is a facility that they can look into and reach out to and ask questions. So as a parent myself, my boys now are in their 20s, but I can only imagine one of the most difficult decisions for a parent is making the decision to send their child away to a residential treatment center.
And absolutely.
So, Stephanie, can you share with our listeners and talk about maybe like the philosophy of care that is that infuses Willow Springs Center?
I'd be happy to. And thank you for highlighting the fact that we do get kids from all over the country. And the reason for that is because nobody really does what we do in terms of treatment. And I can go into explaining that.
Please
so
do.
Our treatment modality is solely DBT, which is dialectical behavior therapy. And it is skill-based versus cognitive behavioral therapy, which is talk-based. DBT has excellent outcomes. We teach kids the skills necessary to manage their mental illness lifelong. And they practice those skills while they're with us. And then upon discharge, they are armed with the tools that they need to be successful in life. And we're very proud of that. So there really isn't a residential treatment center on the West Coast anyway that has the ability to just provide DBT treatment. And the other thing that makes us different is that we are a locked, licensed behavioral hospital. A lot of the Western states do not have locked residential treatment centers. So we do get a lot of kids on the West Coast based on that, because they may need that higher level of care based on the fact that they may be trying to run away from other RTCs. And then again, we are a licensed behavioral hospital. We use a medical model. We have board certified child and adolescent psychiatrists, as well as a pharmacy on site and a pharmacist and a fully accredited school. So we have a lot of components to treatment that are pretty unique. And therefore, we do get kids from out of state that we're able to help, in addition to the local kids that come to get treatment with us.
Stephanie, you just said a lot, and I'm excited, and so I'm trying to restrain myself because I have so many thoughts and questions. Okay, so for the parents and guardians that are listening to the show this morning, Stephanie highlighted that Willow Springs Center is a residential locked facility. Parents, I am a psychologist. I'm licensed as a marriage and family therapist, and I really like locked, and I prefer locked residential treatment facilities because there is lesser of a probability for an adolescent or a child to be able to run away. And so as a parent myself, and as a parent who adopted kids from foster care that had their own unique challenges, if I was to ever put my child in an adolescent residential treatment center, I want to make sure that they're going to be safe. I want to make sure that there's lesser likelihood that my child can run away. And so that's from a safety perspective. I think this is something that I would encourage guardians and parents to take into consideration in terms of it when you're interviewing residential treatment centers to determine, you know, what's best fit for your child and for your family. So Stephanie has so graciously welcomed me into, you know, the cadre or the Willow Springs Center family, because she helped me coordinate having my clinicians within two hospital systems become trained in dialectical behavior therapy, which I really, really like. It's a lot of research has been done proving efficacy of this model, and the outcomes really speak for itself. And for adolescents, I think this works really, really well because we're teaching adolescents skills. Stephanie used the word skill building. And so we're teaching our kids to have the tools to learn how to emotionally regulate. And it's a higher level of maybe what we're discussing in our dinner conversations with our kids at home. And so you wanna share anything else in terms of the model and just how like the program was created with our listeners?
Sure, absolutely. I just add to what you said, and that Willow Springs outcome data demonstrates that we support our patients in significantly reducing feelings of depression, anxiety, stress, impulse behaviors, and help them really better understand and cope with their emotions. So what you said is right on, Dr. David, with that. Marshall Linehan originally devised CBT back in the 1980s, and our clinical consultant who created our DBT program, Dr. Alan Frazetti, is still our clinical consultant, and he is at Harvard McLean. But he has, in fact, trained all our whole staff, multiple trainings on DBT, so that we are able to really interact with the kids if we need to in the moment when they're having their emotion dysregulation. And that's been very, very helpful in treating these kids because, like I said, they do live with us and they are learning how to manage their emotions, and that takes time.
So I just want to give a shout out to Dr. Frazetti because he's an exceptional DBT trainer, and he, through Stephanie, has provided phenomenal DBT trainings for multiple team members of mine. And so I'm just very thankful for that, Stephanie. I have a question, though. So say I refer an adolescent up north to your facility, and the family, though, lives down here in Vegas. Can you talk about how family therapy is facilitated? Because we're also working with the parents, the guardians, and helping them learn skills as well.
Absolutely. And that is an extremely important component of DBT, and the success of DBT is family involvement. We encourage that. We have weekly family therapy sessions in addition to our individual family sessions with our kids. And if you were to refer from the southern part of Vegas, which is very common, the assigned therapist to that patient would facilitate a video call, HIPAA compliant, with the family to make sure that they are engaging the family in what that child is learning and really how to support it when they go home, because it's a very important part of the process is that family support throughout treatment and even more importantly upon discharge.
Yeah, and I really want to stress that to the parents that are listening to the show is that, you know, say if you are living on the East Coast and you determine that Willow Springs Center is the right facility for your child, that you're going to be involved. And it may look a little different than what it may be like for parents that live a little bit closer, but you're definitely going to be involved. You're going to be asked to participate in clinical services. And I would say to the parents, to the guardians, be open-minded, because you're going to be taught skills, new skills maybe that you haven't thought about before. That's only going to make your life as a caregiver, as a parent, easier. And so there's going to be higher successful outcomes when the child reunifies and returns into your physical care. So
absolutely.
Okay. So I think we've talked a little bit about like the philosophy of care and the model, the treatment model, which I think is really, really important, because that's what I feel separates Willow Springs Center and makes your facility, Stephanie, different from other residential treatment centers. Also, I want to highlight again to our listeners that it's a locked facility. So again, there's less a probability that your child is going to have a chance to run away. And so for me as a parent myself, that reassures me, because, you know, kids are so intelligent today and they're so resourceful that it's just too easy for our young people to get themselves into situations that are potentially risky and unsafe. So, Stephanie, when you think about, because I know you're a parent as well. So from that lens, from that perspective, what else might be important for our parents and guardians listening today to know about Willow Springs Center?
I think there's a lot of important things to convey to parents. And yes, as a parent, I always think about it from my perspective. If my child, you know, was in need of those services. I mean, I would start by saying the dialectic at the heart of DBT is acceptance and change. So we not only support that, we promote that in all of the treatment that we provide. Some of the things that we provide besides the mental health treatment and schooling is equine therapy. We have recreational therapy, which includes the ropes course, Challenge by Choice, it's called. We are LGBTQIA friendly. We are a community partner. We work with all of the agencies, especially in Nevada, to assure that these kids are getting to the places they need to be and that continuum of care is seamless. So we work very hard, myself and my team, to assure that, you know, everyone's talking to each other. Providers are informed and making informed choices for families who are in need, because the fact is that most families who haven't had to really enter this mental health world don't always know how to navigate it. So we're definitely here to help with that. You know, I'm in the community all the time, so I have a library of resources that I work with daily to make sure that goal is attained for the kids in our Nevada community.
Well, very well said, Stephanie. And for listeners, so I actually met Stephanie for the first time when she was in her role And she was down here in the southern part of Nevada, and she met with the hospital where I was employed as a clinical director. And so that's how we got first introduced to each other. And she hasn't got rid of me, people. We're still involved with each other, and henceforth, that's why I have her on the show today, is because, though, the philosophy of care in regards to how Willow Springs Center provides treatment, you can't fake it. And so, you know, it's so important for parents, guardians, caseworkers, child protective services to feel comfortable and to be 100% on board with the decision and then the facility decision where a child's going to be placed. And so, you know, I know how invested the team members are that provide clinical services. And I think, listeners, you can hear in Stephanie's voice the level of commitment. You used the word acceptance and change. And you indicated that that's a huge component, if you will, of the model up north. And I like that a lot, though, acceptance and change. In that we're helping facilitate the process for individuals, maybe to work through some things and accept some things and learn how to move forward and emotionally regulate in a safe and a positive way. And we're looking at this from a systems perspective. And, mm-hmm. And so we're not just working with the child in a vacuum. We're also working with the family and the environment in which the child's going to transition back into. I could just go on and on about how amazing Willow Springs Center is. But I think, you know, Stephanie did a phenomenal job. I think highlighting some of the key components that parents should hold in mind and take into consideration as far as when they're making such a huge decision in where their child might receive residential treatment services. So, Stephanie, before we end the show today, is there anything else that you'd like to add just, you know, as a takeaway for our listeners this morning?
I mean, I'd just like to say that we're here to help. We know it's a very, very hard decision to make, and we understand what a difficult time parents can be going through. They could be going through crisis and difficult emotions that they're not equipped to handle themselves necessarily, but there's help available. And even if it's not us, I can always help to refer if there's a needed service. But it's a difficult place to be. And so we understand that. And I can certainly provide contact information if that's appropriate.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to highlight this. I know. I continue to talk, listeners, but this is an important highlight. Stephanie and her employer at Willow Springs Center, if a decision is made, maybe, that the team determines that's not necessarily the right residential treatment center for a specific child, they're not going to just say, well, we're going to wash your hands of you because you're not, you know, having your child enrolled at our facility. They're going to help you and refer you somewhere else that the family, the team is just not left feeling isolated and alone on, you know, a deserted island. And so, you know, to me, that feels really good as a provider myself who provides mental health services to know that that's how your employer practices. So I want to just really highlight that to our listeners and to the parents listening. And Stephanie, please, if we have parents and guardians and potentially referral partners that would like to learn more about Willow Springs Center, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to provide that. I just want to add to what you said, which was great. Thank you. That our admissions department is amazing, I think, and they understand levels of care. Our director is clinical. There's obviously different levels of care and maybe colors, children may not be appropriate for this level of care of residential treatment. We do also have our outpatient services too, which we can refer to, but there are other levels of care that are out there that we're happy to recommend, basically. So what they'll want to do is call the main number, and that number is 775-858-3303. And I can also provide the admissions fax number, which is 775-858-4557, as well as our outpatient phone number, which is a different number, and that is 775-284-4720, and that fax number is for outpatient 775-284-4595.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Listeners, I want to thank Stephanie Brown, Community Liaison for Willow Springs Center, for taking the time to present what they're all about up in Northern Nevada. And this is Dr. G from Great Minds Counseling and Wellness Center. I'm the Clinical Director and Public Relations Director, and you are listening to It's Where I Am on 91.5 FM KUNB. Until next time, I look forward to talking to you then.